With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One national poll shows a majority of likely U.S. voters ready to approve, and they are approving, President Trump's job performance. George Williams has the story.
The data comes from the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll from Friday, which shows a strong 53% approval for President Trump's job performance, with the strongly approve and strongly disapprove balancing each other out at 37%. Separately, according to USA Today Network reporter Maria Francis, President Trump is also trending upward in three other individual polls, as well as in the Real Clear Politics average of 13 polls, with President Trump's overall favorability at 47.7%. That's 7 points higher than at the same benchmark point in his first term. George Williams, Washington.
A GOP lawmaker winning a Supreme Court ruling on a 7-2 decision. Bernie Bennett explains.
A Supreme Court ruling has required the lifting of a censure on Maine Republican Laurel Libby, enabling her to participate in legislative proceedings after being barred from voting. The ruling confirmed that the censure denied Libby's constituents representation. Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor dissented. This decision effectively lifts the voting ban imposed by Libby's censure. However, this is a temporary injunction pending further litigation in lower courts. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Law enforcement personnel in Arkansas still searching for a convicted former police chief known now as the Devil in the Ozarks. Grant Hardin was housed in a maximum security wing of Calico Rock Prison that he escaped from. Hardin got away after putting on an outfit designed to look like a police uniform. President Trump is withdrawing the nomination of tech billionaire Jared Isaacman to lead NASA. No reason has been given. This is SRN News. Illinois, the site of a nasty battle over transgenderism.
The Democrat-led state allows boys to compete against girls in school sports and has rejected President Trump's call to end that practice. But Illinois parents are not happy with that decision. A recent school board meeting in Naperville saw angry moms and dads protest after a local boy beat girls at a junior high school track meet. One local father told Fox News, quote, "Naperville parents will spend thousands on their daughters' sports streams only to see them lose to a biological male." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two groups filing suit over an executive order by West Virginia Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey granting religious exemptions from required school vaccinations. ACLU and the Mountain State Justice filing the suit on behalf of two parents. Vaccine exemption was among several executive orders issued on Morrisey's first full day in office last January. This is SRN News. A key U.S. inflation gauge slowing last month. John Scott reports.
The Commerce Department reports that consumer prices rose just 2.1% in April compared with a year earlier, down from 2.3% in March and the lowest since September. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices rose 2.5% from a year earlier, below the March figure of 2.6%. Economists track core prices because they typically provide a better read on where inflation is headed. John Scott reporting.
Homeowners eager to sell may have to wait a while before a buyer comes along. As of April, the U.S. housing market had 34% more sellers than buyers shopping for a home. There haven't been this few buyers in the market for a home before, based on records that date to 2013. More details at srnnews.com.